Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Yes, I just stole that directly from the New Age Outlaws, but that's kind of what I do occasionally. I steal things from other people. Usually it's women's hearts, but, you know, I do what I can get by with. This is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight, honestly, I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. So we're going to kick the show off by talking about the releases. As everybody knows by now, 8 WWE superstars were released last week, including Damian Sandow, Cameron, Wade Barrett, who had previously asked for his release and was granted it early because he was just waiting out his contract, and several others who actually escaped me right now. But the one that was not publicized until today, actually, was former superstar, now basically a road agent slash producer slash promo assistant, the Brooklyn Brawler, Steve Lombardi, who was also released last week on what everybody is calling Black Friday, which is actually a very fitting name for the day. That several WWE superstars were released. And he is, of course, one of the longest tenured employees of WWE, having worked there for over 30 years, or nearly 30 years. Oh, I don't know what happened to my voice just then, but so you hate to see somebody who's employed that long be released by a company that they work for, but I guess you have to do what you have to do in the business world. But right now, if you're listening to the show and you want to call in and talk about anything in the world of professional wrestling, the number is 323-870-3411. And I will take any calls about any subject regarding professional wrestling. I do want to mention that local hometown hero Carl Anderson once again appeared on Raw with his tag team partner Luke Gallows and their buddy AJ Styles in what they are now dubbing The Club, which is an obvious take off of The Bullet Club, which WWE cannot use due to copyrights that are owned by New Japan. But they faced the Usos and Roman Reigns in a 6-man elimination match. But if I'm not mistaken, surprise, 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 Roman Reigns won. And I know that WWE is trying with Roman Reigns, but what they seem to be trying to do is create a new John Cena. And what they seem to try to do with John Cena was create a new Hulk Hogan, and honestly, neither of those are effective because there's only one Hulk Hogan, there's only one John Cena, and Roman Reigns needs to be his own man. If he would drop down in the card a little bit and not be champion and not be in the title picture all the time, I think he would get more respect. Now, that's just me. And that brings me to somebody else that I think is being woefully underused. Or I won't say underused, I'll say misused. And that's Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is a former United States champion, a former Intercontinental champion, and for some reason, and he is the best bigger guy they have right now. He's not a big guy. He's big, but he's not the size of Big Show or Mark Henry. But he's a bigger guy, and he's not being used correctly, I don't believe. I think he should be in the main event picture going for the World Heavyweight title. I think he deserves it more than AJ Styles does, personally. He's been there longer, granted, not by much, by a couple months, but he's been there longer. He defeated John Cena his very first night in the company, or his very first night on the main roster. And I just think Kevin Owens is being woefully underused, or misused again. I got my terms there. And I do want to talk about an event that was announced today or it may have been announced yesterday. On June 29th in Hawaii, WWE will be featuring on the WWE Network, which was announced earlier today, a special event featuring three huge matches. WWE Women's Champion Charlotte, which I guess that means she's probably going to beat Natalya somehow at Extreme Rules, unless she's not WWE Women's Champion by the time this event takes place. She will face NXT Women's Champion Asuka in what I think will be a classic women's wrestling match. Maybe the best women's wrestling match in history, very close to it. Also, that night we'll see John Cena taking on Japanese superstar Shinsuke Nakamura. And a lot of people I've seen, I follow Facebook, pretty much omnipresent on Facebook, and I see a lot of people saying that WWE is looking to bury Shinsuke Nakamura by having him face John Cena, and I don't think these people know what the word bury actually means. if Shinsuke Nakamura loses to John Cena, that is not a burial. It's just not a burial. It's simply a loss. One loss does not make a burial, even to John Cena. And personally, I think Nakamura is going to beat him. Because Cena's been out for the better part of 6 months now. He'll just be coming back a few weeks earlier. He's got to be rusty. And I think Kimura is going to beat John Cena. And then in what I would hope is going to be the main event of this card from Hawaii, you've got a battle of two big guys, Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar. Honestly, I didn't think Brock Lesnar was going to be coming back, but fortunately he is coming back. He is going to face Kevin Owens, a match that a lot of people, including myself, have been waiting for pretty much since Owens came to the WWE, especially since he came to the main roster. And I believe that if it's not the main event, it's definitely, in my opinion, going to be a show stealer, depending on what other matches they might possibly sign for that night. Which, in Hawaii, that will actually be the middle of the afternoon, because Hawaii is about 6 hours behind Eastern time. But those are some of my thoughts on what's upcoming from the WWE. And again, if you want to call in and voice your opinion, the phone number is 323-870-3411. And I would definitely love to hear from any or all of my fans regarding their opinions on anything professional wrestling related. I want to talk about the Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho storyline, I just want to talk about Chris Jericho in general. It's been reported that numerous people in the WWE locker room have complained about Chris Jericho partying a little bit too hard. And my take on that is, he's a rock star, but he's got to learn to separate the rock star lifestyle from the WWE lifestyle. And he's got to learn to control his drinking, if it is, in fact, getting out of control, because he was arrested a few years ago in Cincinnati, Ohio, or in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, for a DUI, and I'm not exactly sure whatever became of that case, but he was arrested and I believe he spent the night in jail. Maybe just to sober up, he may not have ever been charged, but him along with a couple other people whose identity is escaping me right now. But he may want to tone that down just a bit. But I do want to say that the segment with him on Raw last night, the ending segment with that involved Chris Jericho, Big Cass, and Dean Ambrose was probably the most entertaining segment of the entire night. You had Chris Jericho get beat up by Dean Ambrose while the lights were out. You had the light bright jacket get stolen and subsequently destroyed at the hands of Dean Ambrose, which I thought was genius, because as much as I liked that jacket, it was kind of running its course. And then you had Big Cass, who I think is getting some much needed and much deserved TV time while his tag team partner recovers from a major concussion. Basically destroy Chris Jericho by throwing him into the barricade several times. But and I also want to address some things that I saw and or some things that I didn't see that I noticed. The Wyatts have been gone for a while, and I understand that Bray Wyatt is injured, along with Luke Harper. But you could have Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman. You know what? Never mind. That was going to be a bad idea because those two could not carry themselves. Those two could not do. Those two could not be by themselves good enough. Those two could not be good enough by themselves without Bray Wyatt. Although I believe Bray Wyatt could probably walk to the ring with them and cut a promo or cut a backstage promo for them. But releasing those two on their own to do their own thing, to talk for themselves, to they can obviously fight for themselves because they're two big guys and they're obviously tough enough to handle business on their own, but the talking part, yeah, not so much. But I think that I know Wyatt family was missing from Raw. Big Show, Mark Henry, and several other people were missing to working live events over the weekend. And WWE just decided to not use them on TV. So speaking of people who were used on TV again, the two tag teams that really, really confused me. R-Truth and Tyler Breeze and Fandango and Goldust. I get why they were put together, but come on, WWE, do better than that. Those are two of the worst tag pairings of all time. Well, at least in my opinion. They're just boring as tag teams. And I don't get why. I mean, I get why they were put together, but I just don't see it. I guess I don't see the payoff. That WWE would like for it to have. Honestly, I don't see the I don't see it ending successfully. I see it being a gigantic failure, falling flat, and just being boring. But the only one that's not boring to me is the whole Natty Neidhart and Charlotte storyline, which I believe personally is probably one of the best things WWE has going right now. Having Ric Flair banned from ringside, having him come to the ring and essentially costing his daughter a match accidentally, was probably one of the best things they could have done with that storyline. And it'll be interesting to see at Extreme Rules in a submission match how this storyline plays out if Ric Flair will indeed try to interject himself into the match, if Charles Robinson will be the referee again for Charlotte. Because if that's the case, I see that backfiring and Natty possibly walking out with the women's title, which personally I think she deserves it. She held the Divas title one time and it wasn't for very long. And I believe she is one of the top three women on the roster right now. And she is definitely deserving of the title. But we'll see how that shakes out as well. Once again, if you want to call in, time's running out. I'm down to about 5 minutes left, and I may go ahead and end things early tonight. But the number again is 323-870-3411. It is not a toll-free number. It is a long-distance number for most people, unless you're in the sunny Southern California area. And even then, if you're outside of Los Angeles, it's probably not a local number. But the last thing I want to discuss, I guess, tonight is TNA. And more accurately, EC3. Apparently, at Evolve or one of those shows over the weekend, EC3 cut a promo where he basically took shots at Triple H and WWE in general. Rumor is, and I don't know how credible these rumors are, that Triple H was contacted and gave the okay for this promo to happen. So it wasn't a complete shoot. It was somewhat of a work. And if you don't know what those terms mean, then, oh well. I'm not going to explain them because that's not my job. You're internet monkeys, you can for yourselves. And for anybody who has a complaint that I'm destroying kayfabe, which I profess to be a major proponent of, then we should all drop our Facebooks, drop all of our social media accounts, because if you're on social media, you're most likely destroying kayfabe. But that's just my opinion. And I'm probably going to get a bunch of hate mail and hateful messages telling me why I'm wrong. And I may be, I may not be. Oh, excuse me. If you want to check out some good, wrestling action, in my opinion, your best bet, if you're in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, your best option is to wait until May 21st, UAW Hall, Fairfield, Ohio, NWF Wrestling. That's the place to be. Doors open 7 o'clock, bell time 8 o'clock. Sean the Virus Hard Drive defends his NWF title against legendary Larry D. And honestly, that is the only match I know of for sure. But I will be promoting that show next week, since that show will be the following weekend. So, but for no guests, just myself, I'm Ace Diamond, and I will see you all next week. Good night, everybody.